Hello, I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today I'm taking you out west to Arizona, to a place I had long wanted to go, Sedona, Arizona. Tourists visit Sedona, Arizona for as many reasons as there are strata in the surrounding canyon walls, made beautiful by the collision of the Sonoran Desert with the Colorado Plateau. Until recently, Sedona's history was not that different from other desert towns. Native Americans respected the area as a site for sacred ceremonies, and it played a key role in the beginning of man in Yavapai and Apache lore. Coronado and his conquistadores mapped the area in the 1500s. Pioneer farmers planted orchards near the waters, and ranchers spread out their cattle and sheep. It was quietly discovered by retirees and some artists in the 50s and 60s, including Max Ernst. But in 1978, the attitude and crowd changed. Paige Bryant is a well-known psychic who lived in Sedona in the late 70s and 80s. She felt strong energy sources emanating from below and above the earth, what are called cosmic portals. Her description of four vortexes of electromagnetic energy began to draw spiritual tourists. By 1987, Sedona was one of the hosts for the Harmonic Convergence, the world's first globally synchronized meditation or human intention for the good of the planet. Soon the Chamber of Commerce, hotels, and restaurants saw the potential in a united presentation of the energy sources in Sedona. On their maps, small tornado vortex forms hover over Bryant's four sites, Boynton Canyon, Cathedral Rock, Airport Mesa, and Bell Rock. Crystal shops and yoga tours followed. The phone book now lists 11 local psychics who can help your sensitivities. By the 1990s, the attraction of Sedona's beauty could no longer be contained. Larger resort companies such as Hyatt began buying out ranching families and turning the desert into sun retreats with golf and other amenities. Timeshares proliferated. More retirees came, as did movie stars. And of course, the service population grew with the tourist industry, although most of those employees must commute from nearby towns with a lower cost of housing. Businesses along the main drag reflect the hodgepodge offerings for the 2 million tourists visiting this town of 12,000 inhabitants each year. Jeep rentals compete with Crystal Magic for customers. Hot yoga and canyon outfitters appeal to different crowds. Cashing in on a more recent industry, the Sedona wedding studio vies for the destination couple. The religious world is just as mixed. A variety of Baptist churches, a single cowboy church, and the usual list of mainline Protestant denominations compete with Mormons, the area's largest group. The stunning Holy Cross Catholic Chapel, designed by a student of Frank Lloyd Wright, peeks out between two large red rock towers, rumored to also be a vortex site. And the laid-back crowd is treated to a rare Western Buddhist stupa, considered to be the living presence of the Buddha and to have healing powers. Its effect is reflected in the many Buddhist red cairns built on and added to the trails of the area. The result of this cauldron of interest is something for everyone. Hikers happily choose from a maze of trails in and out of the Red Canyons. Meditators easily find a quiet spot to inhale Earth's energy. More sedentary adventurers ride in pink jeeps that haul them up to mesa tops for a full 360-degree view of the geological wonder. In the mornings, hot air balloons linger above. Golfers soak in the clear air and temperate climate for months of playing time. And everyone seems to pull off the road in the late afternoon to take in one more glorious sunset. Sedona's community plan acknowledges the challenge of maintaining local character and quality of life while ensuring a quality experience for the visitors. The balance is delicate, especially at high season. But Sedona's been dealt an amazing hand of light, air, and beauty that will continue to draw crowds. And whether it's spiritual solace or spa soaks, Sedona will deliver, as it always has.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began travel writing in 2008. Find more information about her travels at www.maryclarktraveler.com.